This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. On the first night of the Republican National Convention in New York, speakers are portraying President Bush as a strong leader in a time of war. This evening, delegates heard from House Speaker Dennis Hastert, who called Democratic contender John Kerry weak on war. Highlight speeches are yet to come from Arizona Senator John McCain and former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. NPR's Robert Smith joins us now from the convention floor. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Melissa.
Robert, it seems like the Republicans are to a man, combining the war in Iraq together with the war on terrorism, something the Democrats typically draw a pretty bright line between, saying those two are not the same thing.
No, this is a very, very interesting evening because it started very light. In fact, it started with a parody of Saturday Night Live up on the screen. And then it started to evolve into support for our troops, that sort of thing. Denny Hastert said it's no time to pick a leader that's wrong on war and taxes. They had Representative Heather Wilson from New Mexico who said in this great struggle we need a commander-in-chief who's a beacon, not a weather vane. And the tone remained very light for the first hour. And then it sort of turned this corner as former NYPD Commissioner Bernard Kerik started to speak. And the themes of 9/11 started to come in, also worked in with national security issue. Actor Ron Silver was here, and he talked about how his neighbors were murdered at the World Trade Center, less than 4 miles from where they stand. In other words, they're sort of fulfilling their promise of coming to New York and really using September 11th as a touchstone, as a mood setter for this convention.
In particular, focus on September 11th on this evening, especially in the speech to come later tonight from Mayor Giuliani. There's a former Mayor Giuliani, there's advanced text of that speech that's been released, and a lot of talk about 9/11, also a lot of talk about John Kerry and John Edwards by name.
This is going to be a very dramatic speech because it goes through both a world vision about doing the right things. It sort of links Saddam Hussein and the terrorists just sort of in the way he gives the speech. And then he talks in a very dramatic way about the events of September 11. He talks about seeing a man jumping from the 101st floor of the World Trade Center. And then in the very same speech, this is something you wouldn't have seen at the Democratic National Convention, he goes for a direct political attack. He talks about John Kerry being inconsistent. And he makes a little joke, says maybe this explains John Edwards' need for two Americas. That's a theme of John Edwards. One where John Kerry can vote for something and another where he can vote against the same thing. And maybe only former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani can pull off such a speech where you're going from basically a very dramatic moment to a direct political attack.
And we're assuming that he will stick to the prepared text as it's coming out now. We're also going to hear later from Senator John McCain, who's was engaged in a bitter primary back in 2000 against George Bush, but is now campaigning on his behalf. What are we expected to hear from him?
Well, that's going to be a very interesting speech because he's going to acknowledge that he's had differences with President Bush and that at this time of war and in this political spectrum, he's supporting him wholeheartedly. So that's what people are waiting to hear here. They're very excited when his picture was flashed on the screen a little bit earlier. People got very excited. So, you know, even though there's been a lot of talk about moderates speaking from the podium, maybe not perhaps accurately reflecting the true nature of the Republican Party, people here are very, very excited to see Rudolph Giuliani and to see John McCain.
And, of course, gearing up for later in the week with George Bush speaking on Thursday. What are the expectations for that speech?
Well, people are saying, and Bush's own people are saying, that he's going to unveil sort of at least some sort of agenda for the next 4 years. He hasn't done so far in the campaign. And if he does, it would be both a dramatic moment in terms of a moment here at the convention, but also a major policy push for him for what he's going to do in the next 4 years.
NPR's Robert Smith on the convention floor at Madison Square Garden in New York. Robert, thanks very much.
You're welcome.